Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Ayin Zayin, Baba Basra 77b, pagination is 154, starting from the Mishnah in the middle of the page. Mocharas HaKaron, if a person is selling a wagon, lo mocharas HaPredos, he's not selling the animals that typically are with it. Mocharas HaPredos, if he sells the animals, lo mocharas HaKaron, is not selling the wagon. And the Gemara breaks this down to a discussion. Were the animals attached to the wagon? Were they not attached to the wagon? And that's something, obviously, that has to be clarified. Continuing in the Mishnah, Mocheres HaTzemed lo Mocheres HaBakar. If you sell the yoke, you're not selling the animals. Mocheres HaBakar lo Mocheres HaTzemed. If you're selling the animals, you're not selling the yoke. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hadamim Modi'in. The amount of money that's paid could clarify for us what it was that was sold. Ketzat. How does this work? Omer lo mecholit simdech b'masayim zuz. Sell me your yoke for 200 zuz. Hadava yadua, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's known, she'en et semen b'masayim zuz, that it doesn't make any sense to pay 200 zuz for a yoke. Obviously, the animals are being included. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, ein adamim raya, the money is not a proof. Now, this statement of Rabbi Yehuda with the Rabbanon has a number of complex topics. Number one, which is explored in the Gemara, is when the word yoke is used in this particular society that's being described, does it typically mean with the animals? A yoke is like a unit. It's the animals with the yoke. It's called a unit for plowing or whatever. Or is the yoke referring only to that instrument, and the animals with the yoke would be called something else? And the Gemara explores that. What's the rove? What's the majority? How does that work? You may recall this as a famous Gemara regarding Kad and Chavis in the beginning of the third perek of Baba Kama Chav Zayin, I believe it is, Perek HaMeiniach. Kad and Chavis, a barrel, a jar, how people typically talk in that society, and whether there would be any indication from the way they're talking what it is precisely that they're selling. So that's one thing that certainly has to be clarified. Another thing that has to be pointed out is that there are cases of damim modiim. There are cases where the money does indicate what the expectations were. There's a discussion regarding a used car. If a person spends $100 on a used car, basically it looks like the guy is just unloading his lemon on the next guy. And the same way that there's a workman's special, handyman's special regarding homes, so there's a mechanic special regarding cars. But if a person paid $20,000 for a used car, there's certain expectations. So there is a concept of damim modiim. And the question over here is why the chachamim totally reject the concept of damim modiim in this particular case. Also, beyond damim modiim, there's a very technical concept called ona'a. If a person overpaid for an item unbeknownst to him, he was taken advantage of, there's a violation of lo sonu isha sochiv. You're not allowed to take advantage of somebody in such a situation where he doesn't realize that you're overcharging. And he has enough time, b'chtei sheyara letargar, that he can show it to a merchant to realize that he was taken advantage of and bring it back to perhaps undo the sale in many cases. So I understand ein adam im raya, perhaps in this case for whatever reason, but why isn't ona'a a very technical reason? You charged for a tzemed, a yoke, masayim zuz, 200 zuz, which obviously the way Rabbi Yehuda presents it was an absurd amount of money, unless you were including the animals. So how does that work? Let's get a glimpse into solving this understanding by jumping on to the facing page, five lines down, v'ibayis ema, in the middle of the line. Ki amu rabbanon ona ubitul mekach. When do the rabbanon hold that there could be an application of ona, taking advantage in the amount of money that was charged and undoing the sale because there was a trick? Bichdei shahada'as toeh. That only applies to the extent that a person might have made a mistake. Person looks at a product, you charge $50, it turns out that that quality product, that brand, etc., is available for sale, reasonable market value, at $15. So he tricked, and the person buying it didn't realize he was being tricked. Says the Gemara in explanation of the Rabbanon, when you have something that's so extreme that even this person who is buying it and doesn't know prices, even he wouldn't have made such a mistake. Lo, we do not say this concept of ona'a, because a new svara kicks in. The svara is emor matana yohevle. It's possible that he meant it as a gift, because this amount of money doesn't get explained away by the word ona'a. Oh, you were taking advantage. The numbers here are so absurd that it would seem that he was doing it as a gift at the same time, but independent of the transaction. And therefore, even though we do have a concept of ona'a, in the extreme case that Rabbi Yehuda is presenting, the Rabbanon bit counterintuitive, but because it's such a great disparity, precisely for that reason, we don't say he was taken advantage of, we say he must have realized, because it's really so extreme that people just don't make that type of mistake. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.